The Drive with Rob and Roz, weekdays 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
We mentioned earlier that we were going to be chatting about something that is to do with remote work. There is a new term, right, that apparently Gen Zs have taken to heart and are now doing this, especially those Gen Zs that are remote workers.
Yeah.
The term is called quiet vacationing.
This sounds like one of those things people have made up to get annoyed about.
Right.
What is quiet vacationing?
So quiet vacationing is if you work remotely, the idea is that there is a workaround that basically you could work from anywhere in the world, even if you are on vacation.
Well, I mean, if I'm working, I'm working. Doesn't matter where I'm doing it.
No.
What do you mean? Hold on. What do you mean, no?
I disagree. Ek stem nie saam nie. As jy op vakansie is, is jou hele mode van dink en jou hele kind of vibe is met vakansie.
Yes, fair.
You're not 100% there for the job that you are being paid to do.
Yeah.
So if you now decide you want to go quiet vacationing in Bora Bora and you can still do your job, fine. Maar die punt is, jy is met vakansie op tyd wat nie vakansie tyd is nie.
No, but if I'm doing, if I'm getting my spreadsheets done, it doesn't matter where. I could be on the moon.
I can't agree with you here, Rob.
Really?
I can't agree with you. And I think it's because I would not be a successful remote worker. I would get distracted at home. I would take a nap. I would be that remote worker that you think gets nothing done. So
if you were away from home, quote unquote.
Even worse, because then, like, quarter to 12, I would there be having a margarita on the beach and just kind of logging in and, you know. So people are taking advantage, I think, of this remote work situation. Because holiday is a holiday. You get leave in a job, so go on holiday in your leave.
No, but if I'm replying to my emails, if I'm doing my job, if you're getting your reports, if the spreadsheets are done, why do you care where I am? Why do you care if I'm doing it from the back of a game drive vehicle in the Kruger? Why do you care if I'm doing it from the deck of a catamaran on an island somewhere?
Because that's not what I'm paying you for.
Well, of course you are. You're paying me for the spreadsheet output. You're not paying me to be in my house in Midrand.
You are on holiday when you are supposed to be at work.
Yeah, but if the work's getting done, don't get me.
Listen, we're going to argue. So we need a referee or we need someone else to weigh in because I think I'm right. Rob thinks he's right.
And let me actually ask a question. Let me ask the bosses out there as well.
Yeah.
If you're a boss, if you have people working for you, if you had someone working remotely who was doing a job for you, and you found out that they were doing it from some beautiful holiday spots while enjoying their best lives as well, but the work was getting done, would it bug you? Blaar it for you? Ek dink dit behoort nie.
Ek stem nie saam met jou nie.
Really?
Would it bug you? If you were a boss or if you are a worker, do you think that this quiet vacationing thing is fine if you are getting your work done from wherever tropical island you are?
Because what if I just want a bigger range of extramurals?
How up, Rob. The WhatsApp line, 084-850-0942. Get involved. Quiet vacationing, yes or no? We are talking about waves and tropical island destinations and quietly going on holiday when you are a remote worker because who's going to know? And Rob thinks it's great. I think it's not.
It's called quiet vacationing. And the idea is, if you work for a company and you do remote work, then what? I must do it from my living room only and I'm never allowed to be anywhere else without asking. That sounds ridiculous to me.
You know what? You must work where you must work. You answer, quiet vacationing? No. I feel remote workers are less productive. That's what Johan says.
Cindy says, I'd be a lot more productive on a beautiful island than in a stuffy, badly lit office.
Yeah, because boss is dieselfde sentiment wat Libby het.
Hi, Robin Ross. Love you guys' show. I am completely with Rob. I feel that if you are working and your work is done, it does not matter where you are. If you do your work within that allotted time, why not do it from a beautiful place? As long as the work gets done, and there's so many metrics today in today's systems to check productivity and check that work's being done, I say why not?
That's my point as well. And Gavin agrees with me. As long as if the boss doesn't know where you are, as long as the work's getting done, it doesn't matter. If you meet your targets, why is it anyone's business? And that's my point.
Derek sent a message, Roz needs to seriously not get into corporate because I'll be that whip cracker. Thank you. Thank you. Tracy says, that sounds like jealousy to me. Just because you can't work at home. Boo-hoo. Work from home. Johan says it's a big no. Chantal sent us something detailed like this.
Ek gaan vir julle een ding sê. Ek is 'n werker vir 'n groot korporatiewe instansie. En by ons kan jy nie saggies gaan op 'n ander plek gaan werk nie. Hulle trek actually jou komputer. So, en jy moet toestemming vra as jy sweet wil doen. En dan moet dit eers global toe gaan en allerhande goedjies. So nee, ek stem nie saam daarmee nie. Ek is saam met Raas. Okay, bye.
Dankie Chantal, dankie. We got a message in from, we don't have a name. I'm an MD of a large corporate and previously I was an MD of a listed entity. I used to be a traditionalist with regards to staff working from home. For the past 10 years, I love that people can work from home, from the beach, while shopping. I don't care. It's about productivity and efficiency and not being stuck behind a desk or chained to a building. Don't be old school. Move with the times. Don't get left behind.
From a listed company.
Yes.
Here's my... I'm standing up and I'm doing a clap for you, sir. A round of applause. There we go. Honestly, I don't see how anyone can make an argument that if I hit all my KPIs, if you get every report you want, if every spreadsheet looks beautiful, and I'm doing it from the beach in Bora Bora, it's got nothing to do with you.
Jacques sent us this, which is going to trump you. I work in IT as an engineer. Working remotely in 2018 was a nightmare. The desktop became redundant. Control over who does what became a nightmare. Network cables became a thing of the past. VPN became a thing. It was a logistical nightmare. If I could ever turn back time, I would have crossed out remote work. Spam mail became everything and incompetent users were a battle. Legally, due to the fact that employers were playing UIF, it was a requirement for employers to know where their staff is, says Jacques. Today, everyone uses the excuse to travel. I say, bring back office hours. Employees are cheating employers. Jacques, wait.
No, come on. You don't get a round of applause here. You're wrong.
No, you
are. You don't get to clap for this.
I do. Quiet vacationing. It's a thing. Do we like it? Do we not like it? As jy werk kan doen, waar ook al jy is, maar die werk word gedoen. Is it the pin that it gets done? Let us know. We're having a fight. 084-8500-942.
We've been having a bit of an argument this afternoon about the idea of quiet vacationing.
Yeah. So dit is waar jy basis jou werk van vakansie af kan doen. And the point is, and the point that Rob's trying to make, is that if you are a remote worker, you can work from anywhere as long as the work gets done.
Yeah.
I don't agree, because I think if you're on vacancy, you are in a vacancy mode, and we've had so many WhatsApps in with people's opinions.
Maybe you and I misunderstand that word then. Because I agree. I mean, if you're on leave and I'm pretending to check in, then I agree with you.
Mm.
But if I'm just somewhere that isn't my house, because a lot of people have messaged us saying, like, we've got VPNs and things on our computers for work. They know where the computer is. Mm. And if it's not where, you know, we live, then people ask questions. My point is, if I'm sitting 9 hours a day and I'm responsible and I get back to you on group messages and whatever, but I'm on the deck of a catamaran in Mauritius, why does it matter?
Then why are you on the deck of that catamaran if you're going to be connected to work, Rob?
What if I want to? Anita makes a point, right? She says, if you can work remotely in South Africa for a company from Asia or America, what's the difference between working from home and the seaside? Mm. Let me take that one further. Americaners, ne? They would consider being on safari a holiday. But what if you remote work and you work from Hoedspruit and you can go to the Kruger Park in the morning and reply to some emails from there? Am I quiet vacationing then?
Yes.
Because that's where I live. There are lions where I live. This is Africa. Mm. Now the Americans would be like, oh no, we can't. He's quiet vacationing. He's looking at game every day. He's on holiday. Maar ek werk.
I can't agree. I skop nog teen die kar. Liza says, we are living in a world overrun with mental health issues. So if you are fortunate enough to be in a position where you can do what is expected of you, while being on the beach and it makes you happy and does not take money from your boss, then that is most the perfect thing, man. And then she follows it up with saying, I do know the thing Gen Z is trying to accomplish. They are getting out of the loop of get up, eat, travel, work, travel, eat, sleep, repeat cycle. And I love it. I want in. Where do I apply?
Does say, I mean, Lisa makes a point. She says, work from home, not from the beach. If I'm working and I'm trying to get hold of a colleague and their phone is off because they're swimming, then my blood pressure will go through the roof. I get that.
Yeah.
Daar stem ek met jou saam. If you're going to be working, you must be working.
Yeah.
So it's like, can we do it from a catamaran somewhere, please?
Yeah. Ons verstaan mekaar se punte, but we are not agreeing.